Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In this episode, we're diving into a fascinating encounter between Jesus and a man named Zacchaeus. It's a story that speaks deeply to anyone who has ever felt like an outsider or struggled with feelings of worthiness. The Bible verses for today are found in Luke chapter 19, verses 5 to 6. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy.
Have you ever felt like you just didn't belong? Like there was an invisible wall between you and everyone else? That's exactly where we find Zacchaeus in our story. As a tax collector in ancient Jericho, he wasn't just unpopular. He was actively despised by his community. Tax collectors were seen as traitors working for the Roman Empire and often exploiting their own people for personal gain. Imagine walking down the street and seeing people cross to the other side just to avoid you, watching parents pull their children closer as you pass by. That was Zacchaeus' daily reality. He had wealth, yes, but it came at the cost of being labeled an outcast, a sinner, someone beyond redemption. The weight of society's judgment followed him everywhere he went, a constant reminder that in their eyes he was unworthy of acceptance or respect. Picture this moment. The streets of Jericho are buzzing with excitement as Jesus approaches Zacchaeus. Despite his wealth and position, he finds himself pushing through the crowd, but his short stature prevents him from seeing above the sea of people, rather than give up. He does something quite extraordinary. He runs ahead and climbs a sycamore tree. Just imagine. A wealthy tax collector in his fine clothes scrambling up a tree like a child, all to catch a glimpse of Jesus. But what happens next is even more remarkable. Jesus stops directly under that tree, looks up, and calls Zacchaeus by name. Not with judgment or condemnation, but with an invitation. "Zacchaeus, come down quickly for today. I must stay at your house." This wasn't just a casual visit. It was a deliberate choice to acknowledge and honor someone society had deemed unworthy. Consider the magnitude of this moment. Jesus, surrounded by hundreds of respectable people, chooses to give his attention to the one person everyone else rejected. He doesn't wait for Zacchaeus to prove himself worthy. He doesn't demand an immediate confession of sins. Instead, he offers something Zacchaeus probably hadn't experienced in years, genuine acceptance and fellowship. And Zacchaeus's response? He scrambles down that tree with joy, ready to welcome Jesus into his home, and more importantly, into his life. The crowd's reaction was predictable. They began to murmur and complain. "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner," they said. Their words dripped with judgment and self-righteousness. But in this moment, Jesus was teaching a profound lesson about worthiness that would echo through the centuries. You see, the crowd's perspective was deeply rooted in their cultural understanding of righteousness, who deserved God's attention, who was worthy of his time. They had created their own hierarchy of holiness, and in their minds, Zacchaeus was at the bottom. A tax collector, a cheater, a traitor to his own people. Surely Jesus could find someone more deserving of his presence.
But Jesus' actions revealed a revolutionary truth. None of us can claim to be worthy on our own merit. The shocking reality is that we're all in the same boat as Zacchaeus. We've all fallen short. We've all made choices that separate us from God. The difference is simply that Zacchaeus couldn't hide behind a facade of religious respectability. His sins were public knowledge, while others could keep theirs carefully concealed. What makes this encounter so powerful is that Jesus demonstrates God's unconditional love in action. He doesn't demand that Zacchaeus clean up his act first. He doesn't require a public confession or a display of penance. Instead, he extends grace freely, knowing that true transformation follows acceptance, not the other way around. This is the heart of God's love. It's not earned. It's given. It's not a reward for good behavior, but a gift that enables us to change. In our world today, we might not be tax collectors climbing trees, but we all know what it feels like to be Zacchaeus. Maybe you've felt like an outsider at work, where your colleagues seem to have formed their tight-knit circles. Perhaps you're the one with a past that people won't let you forget, or you're carrying a secret burden that makes you feel unworthy of love and acceptance. The beautiful truth is that Jesus' response to Zacchaeus wasn't a one-time event. It's a continuing invitation that extends to each of us today. Just as he saw past the labels and judgments that society had placed on Zacchaeus, he sees past the labels we wear and the ones others have stuck on us. Whether you're the office outcast, the person with the complicated past, or someone struggling with feelings of inadequacy, Jesus' message remains the same. You are worthy of love, worthy of acceptance, worthy of transformation. Consider how Zacchaeus responded to this acceptance. He didn't hesitate or make excuses. He came down from that tree immediately and welcomed Jesus with joy. Today, that tree might look different for each of us. Maybe it's our pride, our fear, or our shame that we're perched upon, keeping us at a safe distance from genuine connection with God and others. Jesus' invitation to come down quickly is just as urgent and just as personal now as it was then. The transformation in Zacchaeus' life wasn't just a historical event. It's a pattern that continues to repeat itself whenever someone accepts Jesus' invitation. When we allow ourselves to be seen, to be known, to be loved, despite our flaws and failures, real change becomes possible, not because we've earned it, but because we finally stopped trying to earn it and simply accepted the gift of grace that's been offered all along. As we wrap up today's episode, I want you to pause and really consider what's keeping you in your tree, what's stopping you from accepting the unconditional love and grace that's being offered to you right now. Just like Zacchaeus, you have a choice to make. You can stay perched in your comfortable spot of isolation, or you can come down and embrace the transformative power of God's acceptance. Remember, your past doesn't define you. Others' judgments don't determine your worth, and it's never too late for a fresh start. The same Jesus who called Zacchaeus by name is calling you today. Your invitation to experience grace, forgiveness, and profound transformation is waiting. All you need to do is climb down and receive it with joy.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for seeing us just as you saw Zacchaeus with eyes of love and compassion. Help us to remember that our worth is not defined by our past or by others' judgments, but by your grace and acceptance. Lord, give us the courage to come down from the trees that keep us distant, our pride, fear, or shame, and to welcome you with open hearts. Thank you for calling us by name and inviting us into a relationship with you, just as we are. Transform our hearts, Lord, and help us to embrace the gift of grace you freely offer, knowing that in your love, true change is possible. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, may you feel God's loving gaze upon you, knowing that he sees you fully and accepts you completely. Just as Jesus called Zacchaeus down from that tree, he calls you by name, inviting you to embrace his grace and love. May you find courage to step forward, letting go of any burdens that hold you back, and may his peace fill your heart with joy and purpose. Blessings to you, today and always.